The Bible says, as many that receive him, to them gave he power to become the children of God, even to them that believe on his name. I welcome you again to Christ-like International Assembly. We are raising a Christ-like generation. We are raising a Christ-like generation that will think like Christ, that will act like Christ, and that will live like Christ. That in this postmodern world, it is possible to raise a generation of Christ. And I'm happy to see you this morning. This morning, I will share with you what I have titled, Accepted in Christ or Acceptance in Christ. You can put it in whichever way you want it. Accepted in Christ. Or you can say acceptance in Christ. Are you here this morning at all? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know that one of the greatest crises in this generation, in generation after Adam has disobeyed God, every seed that came after Adam went through crisis. And that crisis was identity crisis. There was a consciousness of the loss of self. Man came into himself and he saw that he has lost himself. So you ask yourself, who am I really? Who am I really? When you meet someone by the road and you ask the person, who are you? The first thing that the person will tackle, the possible answer is that name. My name. The person will mention the name. The second thing that the individual response will give to you is, I am. Talking about the job title or position. But the job title or position is what you do. It's not you. Hello? Hello? So the person will mention a job title. What I do. The third thing the person possibly may answer you about who are you is, I am. Talking about nationality. Where you are born or where you live. So individual will mention their nationality. So you ask yourself, what makes me up? What really makes me up? What really makes you up? So man has always been looking for self-identity. Man has always been looking for the way that he can be identified and find fulfillment in life. Since Adam committed the first act of sin, man lost the identity of himself. And man has always been seeking for identity. So sometimes, the man, if I get more money, then I'll have identity, better identity. If I get more certificate, then they add Dr. Cerebo, then I get the better identity in life. If I marry the beautiful wife, as they see my beautiful wife beside me, then I get the identity. If I get the best dress, the best clothes, then I get the best identity. If I live in a particular nice place, then I get the best identity. So man has been content. And then with the crisis of identity, because there is a loss of self. Now we need to understand God's original plan for man. When I talk about man, I'm talking about the main man, Adam, and out of him all of us came. So if I talk about the man, I'm talking about the first man from whom all of us came. Now listen to me carefully. We must understand God's original plan. In God's original plan, in Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, he said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. So we see that man was created in the image of God. Man was created in the image of God. Now the image of God means to be like God. The likeness of God means to function like God. Do you get what I'm saying? Are you here this morning? The image of God means to be like God. That when they look like you, they look, see God, you resemble God. You are a replica of God. You are a representation of God. So man was made to have a representation of God. Man was created to be an exact replica of God. Now, man was created to be in the image of God. And God is a spirit. When you read in John chapter 4 verse 24, the Bible says God is the spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. For the Father seeketh to worship him. God is a spirit. So if God is a spirit and God has made a creature that the creature is supposed to look like God, it means that it is not our body that is in the image of God, but it is the inner man. Do you know that man is a spirit? Tell someone that. Do you know that man is a spirit being? That man is a spirit being. So the image of God is not our body. It is the inner man. The Bible said God formed man out of the dust of the ground, and he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Now God formed a body from the dust, and God put himself into the body. Then suddenly life came into that body. That which God breathed into the nostril of that body is the image of God. Do you get it? That which God breathed into the nostril of that body is the image of God. So man was made in the image of God because God breathed into the nostril and man became a living soul. Now, since man is made in the image of God, it can be concluded that man was connected to God. The first man before sin was connected to God. Connected to God means he was spiritually alive. Are you following at all? Man was made in the image of God. The image of God means it's an exact replica of God. The image of God means he is a representation of God. Now, because he is a representation of God, God breathed into the body. He breathed into the nostrils of the body, and the body became a living soul. It means that the first man was connected to God, and God is a spirit. So he was connected to God, meaning that he was spiritually alive to God. And because man was spiritually alive to God, there were three divine characteristics that the first man enjoyed in his identity when he was connected to God. Praise the Lord. You cannot connect to God and something. When you connect to God, it means that there is a pipeline between man and God. So there is a flow. Something flow from you to God and something flow from God to you. That was our state until the first man destroyed the whole game. But we thank God for Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, because we are his image, we are his representation, we are his exact replica. And because we are his replica, we are connected to him. And because we are connected to him, we are spiritually alive. And because we are spiritually alive, the first man enjoyed three divine characteristics in his identity when he was connected to God, or when he was spiritually alive to God. Are you following? So we are going to look at the three divine characteristics that the first man enjoyed in his identity. I want us to know what we lost. That man started looking for it in other things until Jesus came. So three divine characteristics that the first man enjoyed when he was connected to God. The first divine characteristic that the first man enjoyed was acceptance. Hello? The first man enjoyed acceptance. There was a sense of acceptance, because he had intimate relationship with God. In Genesis chapter 3, verse number 8, Bible said, at the cool of the day, the presence of God will come into the garden to fellowship with Adam. So there was a sense of acceptance. It means that God will always come to Adam. Adam will not go to God, but God will come. And the Bible says, and the voice of God was walking in the garden at the cool of the day. So God will always come down to man, because man was very special to God. Man was very special to God. Man was very special. Man had a special position in the heart of God. Man had intimate relationship with God. That man could talk to God at any time and he would get his full attention. Even the time that God came to the garden and Adam was not there, God was still looking for Adam. Where are you? I'm looking for you. I came for you. Where have you gone? I came for you. Until Adam broke the news that I have sinned against you. Man had intimate relationship with God and he could talk to God at any time and get his full attention. God will always come and have fellowship. It was sense of acceptance that a creator will come and flow with the creature. The maker will come to the things that he has made. It tells you the sense of acceptance. So Adam has the self-value of acceptance. The second thing that the first man enjoyed when he was connected to God was significance. There was a sense of significance. When Adam was made, he was given a purpose for living. Hallelujah. The second thing that he enjoyed was significance, sense of significance. When Adam was made, he was given a purpose for living. God said, he said, let them have dominion. Man was made to have dominion. Man was made to have control. Man was made to exert influence. So there was a sense of significance that among all the creation of God, one creator is about to control it. So it was a sense of significance. Man was given a purpose for living. Man was given a purpose for being. That they will have dominion over the fish of the sea. That they will have dominion over the fowls of the air. That they will have dominion over all cattle. That they will have dominion over all the earth. And every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, they will have dominion. Shout, wow.
Wow.
Do you see the state of the first man before, when he was connected to God? Sense of significance. He, in fact, apart from God, everything was under him. The authority God gave to Adam was higher than angelic authority. God shared his authority with Adam. Have control over all creation on earth, whilst I control the things in heaven. Praise the Lord. So there was a sense of significance. The third thing that Adam enjoyed when he was connected to God was the sense of security. Adam enjoyed security. Security means that he was safe and secured in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Even before sin, he was naked, but he didn't see his nakedness because he was clothed in the presence of God. Adam was covered in the presence of God. He wore the glory of God. He was always in the presence of God. He was not self-conscious. He was the presence conscious. He was conscious of the presence of God, not himself. But when he sinned against God, he became conscious of himself. I am naked. I saw that I am naked. But before this time, he enjoyed the sense of security. He felt safe. He was safe and secured in the presence of God. And everything that he needed was provided for him. He lacked nothing. God gave him shelter. God gave him protection. Everything was. God gave him companion. Bible said, God saw that man was alone and God made him a woman. He gave him companionship. Hallelujah. This was what the first man enjoyed before sin. Praise God. Are you here this morning?
Yes.
This was the state of Adam when he was connected to God. Now, when Adam disobeyed God, when God said, do not eat this fruit at the middle of the garden, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, when Adam ate it, man died spiritually. Because we were connected to God. When we disobeyed God, we were disconnected from God. As long as Adam is connected to God, he was spiritually alive to God. When Adam got disconnected from God, he became spiritually dead to God. Adam was now separated from the attribute of God that makes him the exact replica or the representation of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We lost it. Because once we were connected to God, we were spiritually alive to God. By disobedience and by the offense of Adam, Adam was disconnected from God and he became spiritually dead. He was separated from the attribute of God. He was separated from the image of God. He was no more the exact representation of God on earth. Now, by the consequences of the fall and of the sin of Adam, number one, the sense of acceptance changed into rejection. Man was rejected. God took man out of the garden. The Bible said the cherubims and the angels of God, they stood at the entrance that man will not step into the garden. Man was rejected from the place of connection. Man was rejected from the place that he had fellowship with God. He was rejected from the place that he could talk to God at any time. Hallelujah. Are you here this morning? Man was separated. He was kicked out. So the sense of acceptance was changed into rejection. Man was rejected. Sense of rejection came. So man want to do everything. I want to get rich. So people, a man can use his child for blood money so that when he become rich, he can be accepted. Why are we killing ourselves? Why should people fight on position? Because we want to get something that will make us accepted. The sense of acceptance changed into rejection. Number two, the sense of significance was replaced with shame and guilt. Hello? We lost the sense of significance. The sense of significance was changed or was replaced with guilt and shame. He said, because I was naked, ashamed, I hid myself, guilt. So the sense of significance, because now man can no more control anything. The lion will see a man, the lion want to kill a man. Man could no more control the earth. He gave the authority to Satan. So the sense of significance was changed into the sense of guilt and condemnation. Now, the sense of security turned into fear. So man became afraid of the unknown. And all our lives, we've lived in fear. So now, man is now have sense of rejection, sense of guilt, sense of fear. We lost the sense of significance, the sense of acceptance. We lost the sense of security. Man was reduced to nothing. So even though we lost this divine characteristics, man has always been working in himself to attain these characteristics. So we are fighting. We take pride in our nationality. We take pride in our race. So the white, those who are white race, they say we are better than the black race. Therefore, we should be accepted. Hello? Those who are in a particular tribe want to pride themselves that we are better from this direction of the world. We are not like these people. The Jews pride themselves that they are Jews. Hallelujah. We fight for positions. We want to kill to get relevance. We are seeking for significance. We are seeking for security. We are seeking for acceptance. We have crisis in our identity. Man is looking for identity whereby he can be accepted. Man is looking for identity whereby he can be significant. Man is looking for identity whereby he can be secured. So someone want to get more certificate, more PhD, so that when they mention doctor, professor emeritus, Ajua Donko, then she will do like this. Acceptance. Wow. Women are doing a lot of transplanting, not because it's a medical condition, so that they can feel okay, they can feel value in their body. So there are a lot of transplanting. A lot of lip touch sessions. People are enlarging their breasts, enlarging their buttocks. They are enlarging their nose and they are enlarging their neck because they want to be accepted. As when they pass, men will say, wow, why? Because they want to be accepted. They have been rejected. There is that sense of rejection. They want to be significant. Wow. Wow! So people will wear a nice cloth and they want a brand. This is from Gucci. This is Gucci. This is Mary Kay spray. So that there's significance. What is in you? They will tell you that your perfume have no name. Your shoe have no name. Your clothing, your bag has no name. We bought it from Gucci. We bought it from this. You don't know. I use Apple phone. You don't know Apple phone. This is the current. I have pro something, something. Man is seeking for relevance. Man is seeking for significance. Man is seeking for acceptance. So we pride in things that will not last. After attaining the transplanting of the big buttocks or the big stomach, after attaining everything, after a short time, we go back to rejection. After we get that position, thinking that we can be significant, after some few time, we go back to shame and guilt. After we've done everything to be secure, people are trying to provide many security around them, security gate, security cameras, many things. Just to feel secured. Many are stealing to save the money because they think that in the next 5 years, what would they live on? But after attaining all, they still don't feel secure. This has been the identity crisis that man has battled. But man has battled. But those who are born again, they are accepted in Christ. Those who are born again has received acceptance in Christ. That's why Jesus came. To bring us back to acceptance. To bring us back to significance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God made new creation in Christ. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse, the Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Now, all things are of God. So we are now of God. So that's why Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He cannot experience the presence of God. So when Jesus becomes the Lord of your life, when you receive Jesus in your heart, at the day of your new birth, you receive an acceptance in Christ. So I'm sharing with you acceptance in Christ or accepted in Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Shout, I am not rejected.
I am not rejected.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So by our new position in Christ, you must be able to renounce the lie of rejection, the lie of I am shameful, the lie of I am unloving. Because when you are rejected, it's like you are in the sense of shame. So you must renounce the lie that I am rejected, I am unloved, I am sinful. When you become born again, you must reject it. You must do what? Because we are accepted in Christ. So reject what? The lie of what? I am rejected. Mm-hmm. I am unloved. I am sinful. You must renounce them. The Bible says, as many that receive him, to them gave he power to become the children of God, even to them that believe on his name. And Bible says, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. So we are born of God. So when you become a Christian, when you are born of God, when Jesus becomes the Lord of your life, God creates new man in you. And that new man is reconnected to God. So you must know who you are in Christ. One of your identities in Christ is that I am accepted in Christ.
Amen.
Say to yourself, one of my identity in Christ,
is that
I am accepted in Christ.
I am not rejected.
I am not the unloved.
I am not the sinful.
I am accepted in Christ.
That is who I am.
Shout, I know who I am.
I am accepted in Christ.
Shout, I know who I am.
I am accepted in Christ.
I am a child of God. I am born again. I'm a new creature. I have the life of God in me. I am accepted in Christ.
Shout, I know who I am.
I am accepted in Christ.
Shout, amen, somebody.
I know who I am. So you must now know your new identity. When you became born again, you were reconnected to God and you became spiritually alive in Christ. That is why the Holy Ghost came to live in us. The day you were born again, the Holy Ghost came to dwell in you. So we have been reconnected to God in Christ. And we are spiritually alive in Christ. Ephesians chapter number 1, verse 6 to 7. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved. He said he has made us accepted in the beloved. I like that. Verse 7. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of his grace. He said, how were we made accepted? He said, we were redeemed by the blood of Jesus, and our sins were forgiven according to the riches of the grace of God. It is the grace of God that made us born again. We are born again by the grace of God. We are accepted in Christ by the grace of God. We are children of God by the grace of God. We are the saint of God by the grace of God. Shout, I am not ordinary. Can I say that scripture to you again? He said, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved. Then he said in verse 7, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of his grace. In other words, Jesus redeemed us. How did Jesus redeem us? Jesus redeemed us through the shedding of his blood and through the forgiveness of our sin according to the riches of the grace of God. But he said, we have been accepted in the beloved. If you check the Greek word for the word accepted, that word was used only twice in the New Testament. Cherito. The word was used only twice. Hello? The Greek word that translates the word accepted, it was used only twice in the New Testament. The second one was used in Luke chapter number 1 verse 28. When the angel appeared unto Mary, Luke 1 verse 28, and said, hey, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with you. The word highly favored is the same Greek word that translated the word accepted. Hello. Praise the Lord. It was used only twice in the New Testament. One in Luke chapter 1 verse number 28. Then in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 6. Whereby he used the word accepted. Then in Luke he used the word highly favored. So the word accepted, according to the Greek word, it means to be highly favored. Hello. It means what? It means to be highly favored. You know, Jesus is the beloved. In Luke chapter number 1, Luke chapter 3, verse number 21 to 22, the Bible said, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also, being baptized and praying, and the heaven was open, verse 22, and the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven which said, this is my beloved son. This is the one that I love dearly. Now, when man sinned against God, man lost the image of God, and God begat a son out of his word. Hello? God made a son out of his word that looked like God, because the word of God is God. The first son of God, which is Adam, destroyed his image, that God couldn't find himself in Adam. So God now created, he formed a human being, another person out of his word. He said, this is my beloved son, because who bears my image? In him, I am well pleased. Now, when we believe in Jesus, we have come back to carry the image of God. Because Christ in you is the hope of glory. When Christ is in you, you carry the image of God. Because in Christ, we now have the ability to be conformed to the image of God. The more we look like Jesus, the more we look like God. Because Jesus is the express image of the invisible. He is the current picture of God. If you want to see the photograph of God, look at Jesus. He is the express image, the exact replica of the invisible God. And because he represents God and he is God, God loves what he represents himself in. Like God loved Adam when he carries the image. Now, we heard the voice saying that this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Now, he has made us highly favored in the one that he loves. So our new identity is in Christ. Outside Christ, you cannot have any identity in life. Outside Christ, you will walk in identity crisis, because that is the fallen nature of Adam. And anyone without Christ is still dealing and battling with the fallen nature of Adam's identity, the sense of rejection, sense of shame and fear. But Jesus, when you believe in Jesus, Bible said, we are accepted in the beloved. The word accepted means, I said, to be highly favored. Number two, it also means to be deeply loved. Hello? Do you know that when you are accepted, it means you are deeply loved. It means to be greatly blessed. Shout, I'm not ordinary.
I'm not ordinary.
Have you gone to a place that you are not accepted? It's like they don't want you, but they are tolerating you. You are not the one that they need. You will come and they will ask you, didn't you see that tall man? We are waiting for him. As if you never count. But in Christ, you may not have any acceptance in your family. You may not have any acceptance in your workplace. You may not have any acceptance among your friends. But there is one acceptance that is bigger than any acceptance in life. It is your acceptance in Christ. You are accepted in the beloved. If you go to a place that you are not accepted, look at the things that you go through, the emotional trauma, the pain that you have to endure. It's like nobody is attending to you. You are not the attention. You are not the focus. You don't feel part. So it means to be greatly loved, to be deeply loved. Number two, it means to be greatly blessed. When you read in Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 4 to 6, the Bible said, God, who is rich in mercy, of his great love, wherewith he loved us, verse 5, even when we were dead in sin, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved. Because we were dead to God. Hello? When we were dead to God, there was a sense of rejection. But God, who is rich in mercy, of his great love, wherewith he loved us, when we were even dead in sin, has quickened us together, has made us alive together with Christ. By grace are ye saved. And has raised up together with Christ, and has made us sit in the heavenly places in Christ. So we now sit at the same place where Jesus sits. We are seated with him. It means that we are now connected to God. We have now been made children of God. We are no more rejected. We are now spiritually alive to God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Shout, I am alive to God. In Christ Jesus. He said, who has quickened us together? He said, now we are raised up together and we now sit together in the heavenly places with Christ. So we are now connected to God in Christ. We are now accepted to God in Christ. We now have intimate relationship with God, that we can talk to God at any time and he will attend to us at any time in Christ, because we are accepted in the beloved. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 8. He said, you were sometimes darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk in the light. Hallelujah. He said, we were sometimes darkness. Darkness means that we were disconnected from God. We were spiritually alive to God. And there was no acceptance in God. But he said, now, we are light in the Lord. And we should walk as children of light. I am the child of the light. I am the child of the light. I am alive in God. I am light in the Lord. Hallelujah. In Romans chapter 5, verse number 8, he says that, but God commanded his love towards us. He said, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He said, God demonstrated his love towards us. That is the acceptance in Christ, that God gave us what we didn't deserve. He demonstrated his love towards us. He brought us back again into relationship. He brought us again back to significance. That God demonstrated his love towards us. That whilst we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So I am accepted in the beloved. I am accepted in the beloved. Hallelujah. Amen. While we were yet sinners, God demonstrated his love. We became deeply loved. We became highly favored to receive the things that we don't deserve. God stretched his hand and said, I want to carry you again. I want to bring you back again. I want to connect you back again. Shout, I am accepted in the beloved. That is your identity in Christ. That is who you are in Christ. There is a sense of acceptance in Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, God wants us to have the consciousness that we are part of his family. And we are his beloved the same way Jesus is his beloved. You didn't get that. Listen, I said, God wants us to have the consciousness that we are part of his family. We are his people. And we are his beloved. The same way Jesus is his beloved. That's why he said, we are accepted in the beloved. Because God has demonstrated his love in Christ. And if we are in Christ, we are also the beloved of God. Shout, I am the beloved of God. That is who I am. Who are you? I am the beloved of God. Who are you? I am the beloved of God. I am the beloved of God. He wants us to have the consciousness that we are part of his family. And we are his beloved. The same way Jesus is the beloved of God. So when you have a sense of acceptance, you feel that you are an integral part of the whole. Hello. You have a sense that you are part of, you count. Hey, you count in God. You are needed in God. You are attracted to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I say you are attracted to God. Amen. You are wanted by God. Hallelujah. Amen. You are needed in God. You are relevant in God. You have been expected. Hallelujah. Amen. God was looking forward to see you. Like the prodigal son. The Bible said when he came back to his senses, he said, I'll go back to my father. When the father saw the son coming from far away, the father opened his arms and he ran to embrace the prodigal son. The guy enjoyed. One of the things that made the prodigal son to stay in his father's house again was the sense of acceptance when he saw the open arms of the father. God has opened his arms of acceptance in Christ. If you are not born again today, make Jesus the Lord of your life. And you enjoy in your spirit this great sense of acceptance in Jesus.
Amen.
The Father opened the arms. Open the arms. Let me tell you, you are bought with a price.
Amen.
You are bought with a price.
Amen.
You are bought with the precious blood of Jesus. You are not ordinary. You are accepted. Shout, I'm bought with a price. Say, I am joined with the Lord. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 17, the Bible said, but they that join in the Lord are with one spirit. Colossians chapter 2, verse number, the Bible said, Christ in him dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and we are complete in him. So I am complete in God. Shout, I am complete in God. I am accepted in the beloved. Shout, I am complete in God. I am complete in God. So I have the same access to God as Jesus have access to God. I have the life of God in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I am a child of God. I am born again. I have the spirit of God in me. Greater is he that is in me. I am the offspring of God. Now are we the sons of God. As he is, so shall we in this world. The love of God is upon me. I am greatly loved. I am highly favored. I am greatly blessed. I cannot be disadvantaged. I have relationship with God. I am connected to God. Glory be to God. I am special before God. I have a special place in God. I am accepted in the beloved. Stand on your feet and begin to bless the name of the Lord.